one possibility is that we wipe ourselves out completely by some disaster such as a nuclear war. But even if we don't kill ourselves, there is the possibility that we might descend in a state of barbarism and savagery. At the end of the second millennium, the world is inhabited by people who are much the same as those in the year 1000. By the year 3000, this may well no longer be true. There has been no significant change in human DNA in the last 10,000 years. But it is likely that we will be able to completely redesign it in the next 1000, whether we want it or not. In a way, the human race needs to improve its mental and physical qualities if it wants to deal with the increasingly complex world. And on the biological side, the limit on human intelligence up to now has been set by the slice of the brain that will pass through the birth canal. Within the next 100 years, we will be able to grow babies outside the human body, so this limitation will be removed. We tend to see intelligence as an inevitable consequence of evolution. Bacteria do very well without intelligence. They even will survive us if our so-called intelligence causes us to wipe ourselves out. Evolution will go on, even without us.